We're focusing now on the health of the waters off of the Sonoma coast and here in the North Bay. Bull kelp is struggling to take hold again in the waters off the coast. Joining us on the KSRO live line is California Department of Fish and Wildlife Marine Environmental Scientist Cynthia Catton. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about what has happened in the past few years with bull kelp and why is bull kelp important?
Yeah, so we've had what we're calling a perfect storm of multiple large-scale ecological stressors on our coast and actually covering a very wide range of the coastline all the way north of San Francisco up to the Oregon-California border and beyond. We started out with losing all of our sea stars on our coast due to a sea star wasting disease back in 2013, and that released a lot of the purple urchin populations from predation, and so we had this explosion of purple urchins at the same time that we had the warm water conditions from the warm blob and the El Nino conditions for multiple years in a row. And all of those things, the purple urchins grazing down all of the kelp and all the other algae under that lives closer to the ground, on top of all this warm water, has really devastated the bull kelp forest.
Yeah, this is really interesting. I was trying to figure out how in the world do they study kelp, but you guys use this infrared system where you fly over it and then sort of map it that way. Bull kelp's really important, though, because it anchors to the sea ocean, and then it helps all of the ecosystems around it, if I have that correct.
Yes, yeah, so bull kelp is a what we call a foundational species for the ecosystem. It is a source of the habitat that fish live in, and it's also a source of food for many of the herbivores in the system, like urchins and abalone. And we can study it a number of different ways. Over the large scale that I'm talking about, we conduct aerial surveys, and where we are mapping out the, by taking pictures, and you're right, with the infrared, we can pull out the signal from the kelp at the surface of the water very easily. So we've mapped out every year for the, for the last few years, and periodically since 1989, and those data are available on our website.
Now, is there a way to replenish the bull kelp to restore the health of the ecosystem?
Unfortunately, what we're looking at is such a large-scale event that we likely will not be able to have an effect on that large scale. What I am working on is working with the local urchin fishermen to think about ways that we can protect the spore bank for the bull kelp, at least locally, so that when conditions improve, then we can have a more rapid recovery of the bull kelp.
So urchin on every menu, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, the urchin industry right now is really suffering as well, because even though there are lots of urchins out there, mm-hmm. they have very low food value because they are all starving. There's not really enough food for anything to eat right now.
Mm. Wow. Well, it's a strange situation. Is there anything that the public can do to learn more or to help out?
Yeah. So I have a blog post that they can go to and learn more with lots of links to our kelp aerial surveys and other information. So I could give you that website to post. And definitely please spread the word. I think the more people understand what's going on, the more we can work together as a community to find the solutions that we need. And and I welcome their reports of their observations of the kelp forest to me.
Sounds good.
Whether it's at the surface or underwater when they're out recreating.
Okay, great. Well, we will get that link and we'll post that up on our website when we post this interview as well. Thank you so much, Cynthia.
Wonderful.
We really
Thank
appreciate
you.
Your time.
Mm-hmm.
Cynthia Catton with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, a marine environmental scientist, telling about the situation off the Sonoma coast and even just along the border north of San Francisco all the way up past Oregon.